Hallelujah. Amen. So glad to see everybody here. Glad to see Brandy and her kids and Sister Anna here. Amen. Glad to see Jason here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't that your prayer? That the day star would shine down on you? And let His love shine through me in the night. I want to preach tonight from Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Verse number 4. Matthew 24 and verse number 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilence, and earthquakes in divers places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Verse 12 and 13. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Can we read verse 12 and 13 again together aloud? It's a very familiar scripture. Let's read it aloud together. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Can we do one more thing? Can we just lift our hand up and say, Lord, don't let my love grow cold. Lord, don't let my love ever grow cold, God. I know that sin abounds in the world we live. But God, don't let my love grow cold. Can we say, Lord, help me to endure unto the end so that I may be saved? Lord, help me to endure unto the end that I may be saved. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us tonight, God. Help us to endure unto the end, that we may be saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Very familiar. Because iniquity shall abound. Because sin is so multiplied. Because sin is so on a rampage. Hallelujah. Would we say tonight that we're living in that day? That sin is abounding? The Bible says, amen, not because God is far off, not because, amen, for any other reason than sin is abounding so much that the love, our love would grow cold. And it is my prayer tonight that, amen, that my love to God would not grow cold. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to try to preach tonight. I have a message, if that's what we want to call it, or a sermon or outline or something right here. Now as I was praying this evening, there's one scripture that come to me that's not in my notes, and I can't get away from it tonight, so I'm going to, and this may mess up my whole message, but I can't get it off my heart, but I want to talk to us tonight about making it through. You know, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. That's what I want to talk about making it through. Will I make it through? It'll take it to make it. Hallelujah. But the scripture is where Elijah, I can't get it off my mind, Elijah was running from Jezebel. And he goes into a cave, the Bible says. And he gets in this cave, and the Bible said that he lodged there, and the word of the Lord came into him and said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I've been very jealous for you." He said, "They've forsaken your covenant, the children of Israel. They tore down your altars. I've done all these things." And the Bible says that he said, "Go forth and stand before the mount of the Lord." And this is where, this is very familiar. It says, "And the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord." The wind was so strong, it was breaking these rocks, amen, in the mountain, or pulling them out of the mountain. And we, you know, saw that storm, even though it was small, according to what a lot of people have faced, you know, recently with tornadoes. But, you know, trees just everywhere in Longview, and some people still just getting their power on back over there. But Elijah is standing in the mouth of this cave, and the wind blows through and tears rocks in pieces on this mountain. And the Bible says, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind and earthquake, the mountain shook, the earth shook and quaked, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Hallelujah. So they've got wind, earthquake, and fire, but the Lord was not in any of those. And the Bible says, and after the fire, a still small voice. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle. Amen. Elijah took his face and he wrapped it up and walked out to the entrance of that cave because God was there. This is what I want to say before I get to preaching tonight. If the Lord would help me, this is what's on my heart. Amen. That we could hear the Lord in such a way that we would put our face, hallelujah, where it belongs and go to the presence of God. It was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering end of the cave. God's presence wants to pull us out of the cave. God wants to prove himself to us. I know the wind proved that God was still real and God is powerful, jerking rocks out of that mountain and breaking them in pieces, the Bible says. Amen. The earth shook. Amen. The ground shook under Elijah. I've never experienced an earthquake. They say it's a very eerie thing to experience an earthquake. Amen. But the earth just quaked and shook. Amen. But God wasn't in that earthquake. Then the fire came. Amen. And we know that God was in the fire in chapter 18 because they poured the water on the altar. And the Bible said that the Lord, the fire of God fell and consumed the sacrifice and licked up, amen, the water that was in the ditches. Amen. The people fell on their face and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." But here's this one man. You know, sometimes it's just you and God. Amen. Just me and God. Y'all ever heard that song said, "I got blessed in the midst of my trouble. I got blessed in the midst of my struggle. I went through the trial. I was put to the test. But glory, hallelujah, I got blessed." There's a verse that says, "Sometimes the hardest battles I face are between me and God in a secret place. But as soon as I surrender and I tell the Lord yes, I always walk away shouting, I got blessed." Hallelujah. Elijah, amen. Sin will cause your heart to grow cold. Brother and sister, tonight, let us realize that things in our life will cause our love to grow cold. You know, amen, that Lot, well, you say, "Well, I'm right with God. I'm not sinning." But Lot, amen, it vexed his righteous soul living there in Sodom. Amen. And his love grew cold. One of the greatest dangers in this hour, amen, is not keeping our relationship with God burning hot. That's one of the greatest dangers in this hour. And so I want to preach to us tonight about this, about it'll take it to make it. Amen. And talk to us about courage. Hallelujah. They that shall endure unto the end, perseverance. God will reward endurance. Just holding on. Sometimes you just got to hold on. And I heard somebody write a song, or heard them sing a song somebody wrote, said, I didn't even have no way to tie a knot on the end of my rope. And so there wasn't even nothing to tie the tie knot, because you've heard that saying, say, tie a knot on the end of the rope and hold on. But somebody wrote a song, said, I didn't even have enough rope to tie a knot onto, but I was just holding on. But I believe that we can hold on. I believe that God wants us to hold on and endure to the end. God, help us tonight, Lord. Amen. Let's look at courage. What God would like to speak to us about courage. Bible says in Psalms 31 and verse number 24, amen, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen. God's the one that'll strengthen us to hold on. When it seems like the rope is slipping out of our hand, amen, God will help us to hold on. It'll take it to make it through. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I don't want my love to wax cold. I believe that we lifted our hand a while ago, amen, and all of us are being honest with God. Lord, don't let my love grow cold. Lord, help me to stand in the face of all adversity. Help me to keep on going, God. Amen. Two types of courage I believe that God wants to place in our heart. Number one, the courage to stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Very familiar. Even the young people could quote it to us. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. The young people could quote it to us from Sunday school, where he had that image, and they said, if you don't bow, then we're going to throw you in the burning fiery furnace. And I understand that there are situations in 2017 that where if we take a stand, we will face things and we'll be hurt, or there's danger, or however we want to, amen, consider in people's lives. It's not always the easiest, but we've got to take a stand no matter what we have to suffer, because Jesus suffered and laid down his life so we could be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the Bible said, you've not yet resisted unto blood striving against sin. Hallelujah. God help us. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Be it known unto you that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. We are not going to give up. That's a courage that we must have. And then another type of courage we've got to have is gaining ground. Amen. Not just saying no to the devil, but gaining ground from the enemy, gaining ground in our walk with God. And that comes from Caleb, where Caleb said, amen, I'm 80 years old, hallelujah, but I'm just as strong today as I was back then. And he said, the Lord promised me this mountain. Now give me this mountain. I'm going to take it. Hallelujah. And God has great things for us. Sometimes we've just got to go get them. We've got to pray them through. We've got to obtain them in prayer and seeking God, believing God. Hallelujah. I believe in prayer. I believe God answers prayer. And many times we lack because we don't ask God for it. We know that's in the Bible in James chapter 4. Y'all can quote it with me. You have not. Why? Because you ask not. Amen. So courage to receive what we need from God. I'm preaching tonight on it will take it to make it. Hallelujah. It'll take courage to make it. They that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. We're not saved because what our name is. We're not saved because who our parents are. We're not saved because how much money we got. We're not saved because what church our name is on the roll at. We're not saved because we're members. We're not saved because we're baptized. Somebody ought to go tell some folks that. We're not saved because we take communion. We're saved because our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. We're saved because we're blood bought and washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it's going to take it to make it. He said, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they endured unto the end. You see that daily grind, that daily walk. You know, sometimes, amen, we want to change the world. We want to do something great for God. We want to kill Goliath. Hallelujah. I read the other day where I believe it was Dwight Eisenhower that said, if you want to change the world, start by making your bed. And he went on to say, how in the world are you ever going to do something great if you don't have enough discipline in your own life to make your bed every morning? But anyways, I don't want to get off on that. But the point is, the small things is what leads to, amen, doing something great for God. Courage, hallelujah. I think about where Elijah was told, Elisha, God's going to take me. Amen. He would go up into heaven by a whirlwind, and they came to Gilgal. And he said to Elijah, stay right here. Elijah said, amen, entreat me not to leave you. Amen. For where you go, hallelujah. That's a different scripture. He said, Elijah said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Hallelujah. And the sons of the prophet came out and said, you know that God's going to take your master from you. He said, I know it. Y'all hold your peace. And Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. God help us to keep on going. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. One blessing after another. One trial after another. I'm not satisfied, amen, with what God has given me to, you know, at the point where I want more, hallelujah, what God has. He said, Jericho, he said, I know it. He said, as the Lord liveth, amen, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they came to Jordan. Amen. He said, stay right here. He said, no, I'm going. They went over Jordan. Elijah smote the waters. Elisha didn't stay right there. He kept right on going. Listen to verse 9. Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, and they went two over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over, Elijah said unto Elisha, what shall I do for thee? Amen. Before I be taken away, he said, I pray a double portion of your spirit. Praise God for the heart. Amen. To pray like Elisha prayed and said, God, I don't want nothing more than twice as much as you can give me. Hallelujah. God help us to have a heart like Solomon, where the Lord came to Solomon and said, ask what you want from me. Amen. He didn't ask for possessions. He didn't ask, amen, for the life of his enemies. No, he said, Lord, give me wisdom. And God said, because you prayed, amen, for the right thing, I'm going to give you the life of your enemies. I'm going to give you wealth. And we was talking about this in Sunday school. He was worth billions of dollars, according to our, amen, gold standard today, and silver wasn't even worth nothing. Oh, God help us. I'm preaching it's going to take it to make it. Do we have the courage, amen, to go from Gilgal to Bethel? Do we have the courage to go to Bethel to Jericho? Do we have the courage to go to Jericho to Jordan? Amen. Do we have the courage to go over Jordan? Do we have the courage to pray with a right heart and say, God, give me a double portion of your spirit? Amen. He said, if you see me when I go, you'll have it. And the Bible said it came to pass as they still went on. They've been going on, but they're still going on. That person sing or preach good, man, they got that fire. Amen. But you know what's better than that? If you can find a saint of God that's been faithful for years or been faithful over time. Amen. Young people, we're getting started. We think, man, I could beat the devil up in the back alley. Amen. I've got the fire of God. Amen. When we get saved or filled with the Holy Ghost, we feel like we could pray and fast. Amen. And just always have the, amen, Holy Ghost power. But let me tell you, there'll come a time when you're down in the valley. There'll come a time when you don't feel like worshiping God. There'll come a time where you don't feel like going to church. Amen. But I'm
preaching it'll take it to make it. You just got to still go on. You just got to keep on going. You're not always going to feel like running. You're not always going to feel like shouting. You're not always going to be on the mountaintop. Hey, remember, if we can just endure to the end, it's not who runs the fastest. It's not who jumps the highest. Amen. But it's those that just keep on walking. Amen. I pray God help me. Amen. To have courage to endure to the end. Even through the trials and even through the test. Amen. Those old saints of God. Amen. That many times we think, my, I wish they'd get out of our way. My, I wish they'd move out of my way. Oh, God help us. Amen. Listen to me, young people. Consistency is what God wants. It's better to pray 10 minutes every day than 2 hours once a week. It's better, amen, to read one chapter a day than 20 chapters once a week. Amen. It's better to be faithful to God. Amen. I want to tell you something else. Maintenance is less costly. It's less expensive as repair. You can maintain a vehicle and it'll cost you a whole lot less than repairing that vehicle. You can maintain your house or your yard or your garden, and it's a whole lot easier than repairing it all up. And it's the same way in the Christian life. We'll say, oh, I'll pray through it the next revival. Oh, I'll pray through, I'll get on fire at youth camp. Or, oh, I'll get on fire. Listen, God wants us to be consistent. Amen. God wants us to be faithful. He said Reuben was unstable as water. You couldn't tell if he was in or out. Amen. But when he was in, he was way up. But when he was out, he was all the way down. Listen, that's a trick of the devil and a lie of the devil. Amen. I wish the Lord could help me preach tonight. Amen. It's going to take it to make it. Elisha just kept right on going. He just kept right on putting one foot in front of another. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what. Hallelujah. It's important for us. Amen. To have temperance, the Bible said, in all things. I've seen people, man, they're on fire. They're shouting on Amazing Grace. And there ain't nothing wrong with shouting on Amazing Grace. Amen. But I want to tell you something better than shouting on Amazing Grace is just being faithful to God. Just be faithful. Just be consistent. Amen. I've seen people, I mean, when they're up, man, they're sky high. Brother, when they're down, you got to jack them up to bury them. I mean, they sit on the carpet and swing their legs. I'm telling you, amen. God help us. Peter was that way. Jesus was going to wash his feet. He said, no, you ain't going to wash my feet. He said, Peter, if you don't wash your feet, you don't have no part in me. Amen. You can't tell God no on nothing. I don't care if it's washing your feet. Amen. You can't tell God no on nothing. He said, you're not going to wash my feet. Amen. And you know what? Amen. Jesus said, you know, washing Peter's feet did not save him. But telling God no sure did get him out of the kingdom real quick. Can I get a witness tonight? If the Lord would help me preach. Amen. When he realized that, man, he went sky high. He said, well, wash my hands and my head and everything. And the Lord said, no, Peter. Amen. Let's just be normal right here. Amen. Let's just be right where we're supposed to be. And I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. God help us to be consistent. God help us to have courage. He that endureth unto thee. In. The same shall be saved. They may not be the fastest. They may not be the highest. They may not be the smartest. Amen. But you can sure enough count on them. You can sure enough guarantee that they're serving God. Y'all going to help me preach tonight? It's going to take that to make it. Oh, God help us. It's going to take it to make it. You just got to keep on putting that one foot in front of the other. Amen. And there are times you'll run. There are times, amen, that the burden is light. And there's other times that you're just barely trodden on. Amen. amen, just going through the trials and the tests. Amen, but brother and sister, keep right on going. Amen, you got to keep walking. Keep right on walking. Walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday if you walk the right way. Walking in the light of the Lord. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Wait a minute. I thought it was he that won the most souls. Wait a minute. I thought he that gave the most in the offering. Wait a minute. I thought it was the one that shouted the most. Wait a minute. I thought it was the one that spoke in tongues more than anybody else. No, it's those that endure until the end. It's going to take some endurance. It's going to take some courage. It's going to take some faithfulness. God help us, that song said. I prayed and I prayed that the Lord would show me mercy. I prayed that he would lighten up my way. I sat down to rest, for my feet had grown so weary. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking. Keep right on walking. Walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday if you walk the right way. Walking in the light of the Lord. Before I move on tonight, let me tell you, don't let the devil talk you into waiting to get on fire for God or waiting to be faithful. Amen. Because that steadfast endurance is what guarantees salvation. Hallelujah. Steadfast endurance, faithful endurance, is what guarantees us to go to heaven. It ain't those that have the greatest testimony. I've heard people testify about coming out of drugs and alcohol or God pulling them through trials. Amen. Touch my heart. And make me think, my Lord, I don't even have a testimony. Lord, I don't even have nothing to say. Let me tell you something. It's not he that has the best testimony shall be saved, but it's he that endures unto the end. Amen. God, give us some endurance. The Bible tells us about Elisha here. The Bible tells us that they still went on. Hallelujah. In verse number 11, it came to pass that they still went on. He was still going on. Now listen, somebody might come in and write a report on your Christianity. Amen. They might not can say that you're the greatest prophet. Somebody come in, a reporter come in and report on your walk with God. They might not can say, amen, that I'm telling you, amen, he is the greatest soul winner in the world. Amen. But let me tell you something, if they can just say, like Elisha right here. Amen. It came to pass. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, May the 31st, 2017, that they still went on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's the guarantee of salvation. If we're still serving God. Friend, I know you've had some bumps. Friend, I know we'll have trials. I can tell you tonight, I've had some lonely hours where I didn't think I could make it. Amen. But thank God, I can lift my hand tonight and say, by the grace of God, I'm still going on. Lord, help us to go on. Lord, help us to endure to the end. Why? Because it will take it to make it. Everybody that starts out don't go to heaven. Everybody that gets saved don't make it. Amen. But I want to make it, don't you? Hallelujah. God, give us courage. Praise God to keep going on. And then lastly, that burning love. This is where I'd like to preach tonight. If the Lord would help me for just a few minutes, and I'm almost out of time, don't worry. I'm not going to hold you too long. I don't plan to. I really don't. Amen. But that burning love that is in our heart that must keep on burning. Hallelujah. Do you remember that burning love? I remember when I got saved as a little bitty boy. Now I walked to the back of that church. Amen. And man, I walked out of that church house that night as a 9-year-old boy, and I could not explain. Amen. That something had happened on the inside of me. I could not explain, and I can't explain it tonight, but when I went around even just family that was already churchgoers, amen, I'm not saying they wasn't saved, but I had never been saved. When I went out, oh, there was a fire burning in my soul. Hallelujah. And I pray tonight, God, let that fire burn again tonight. Amen. You know what? Amen. The Bible tells us in Leviticus, amen, that they was to get that fire going in there in the tabernacle on that altar. And it was those Levites' job to never let that fire go out. Hallelujah. And you know, for hundreds of years, amen, the fire did go out, amen, at different times when they would turn to idols, amen, but for hundreds of years, that fire never went out in that tabernacle, amen, on that altar. I want to tell you something. You can build a little fire, amen, as long as you keep on carrying out the ashes and putting new fuel or wood on the fire, that fire ain't never going to go out. It may not be the biggest fire in town. It may not be the biggest fire in the church, amen, but it can just keep on burning. And somebody wrote a song that said, the flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. I can tell you my flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. I know I've made mistakes. I know I felt God, brother. There have been times I thought, man, I ain't going to make it. But I want to tell you right here tonight, by the grace of God, since I got saved, I have never turned my back on God. I've had low days. I've had days where I didn't think I could make it. Amen. But to turn my back on God, thank God by His grace, He's kept the fire burning. And yes, it's flickered. Yes, I wondered if I was going to make it. Yes, the devil told me you've done it this time. Amen. And God ain't never going to hear you again. And yes, I wondered, amen, if God would ever touch me again because of my mistakes and failures. Amen. But that fire has never went out yet. And I don't plan on it going out. How about you? He said, iniquity shall abound. Amen. I've been in situations and circumstances, amen, where I thought, my Lord, amen, I'm so cold. My Lord, my love has got so cold. And I know if you could see it, it was, oh, such a small little flame. Hallelujah. Amen. But how big a flame does it take to start a fire? Hallelujah. I know my children don't know nothing about wood stove, but some people still have wood burning stove. And we had a wood burning stove. And I'm talking about freezing cold in that house. Amen. I remember one time, this had to be the mercy of God. I think about it now. We got that fire going so hot. Amen. That the paneling was turning red over by the thing, you know. We had to get water and put it on the paneling. You know that stuff's about ready to explode and burst. Amen. But you know that fire'd be cold in there. We'd get some of that old pine kindling, you know, those knots. We'd go up in the mountain and put that in the back of the truck. Y'all are shaking your heads. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. We'd get in there and that fire was gone. There was nothing but ashes in there. We'd carry out those ashes. Amen. We'd take some of those old newspapers. Amen. And, you know, wad them up. I mean, it's freezing cold in the house. Maybe we've been at grandma's or been gone or who knows what has happened. Amen. But there is no fire and it's cold. Amen, friend. I can't tell you what's happened in your life. Amen. But every one of us here know how to get the fire going. Come on now. Amen. We'd wad up those newspapers. Amen. We'd take some of that old pine kindling. And I remember Mama saying, don't put so much pine in there. Amen. Don't put so much in there, because she knew it wasn't just be a little while, we'd have the windows open and the fans are blowing. Amen. And about ready to burn the house down. God help us. Amen. Lord help us. Amen. But you know what? We'd strike one little bitty old match. Come on now. That one little match ain't going to warm us. All us kids. Amen. And this whole house, however many square foot. Amen. A four bedroom house. Amen. Man, that was a big old house. Yeah, for 13 people, it was a real big house. Amen. Oh, God help us tonight. Amen. You know that one little match? Hey, I'm going to get this all warmed up. How you going to warm us up with this one match? Amen. If somebody didn't know about fire and wood heat, they'd think, man, you're crazy. There ain't no way that one match is going to heat us all. It's going to heat everything up. But you know that one match, that one strike home box match, that one strike anywhere match, amen, that we'd strike and lock that newspaper, and then lo and behold, hallelujah, I said hallelujah, glory to God, amen, we might be cold here tonight, amen, more than the air conditioner, we might be cold more, amen, than freezing temperatures, but we get cold in our soul. I want to tell you, sometimes all it takes is one strike of a little bitty match. Amen. As long as you got the kindling and the paper and everything just right. Amen. You know what? Every kind of paper don't burn. You have to know how to build a fire. You can't just take that old slick paper, those magazines. They won't even hardly burn. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I've seen people come to the altar. Amen. Their life wasn't pure. Their life wasn't clean. They're just trying to use some of that old worldly paper. God help us tonight. Y'all going to help me preach. Amen. They brought up that old. I mean, you could get them, you know, kind of like those coupons and stuff. And it's on that slick paper. And it won't burn. I want to tell you something. Amen. David tried to bring the ark of God back on a new cart. Amen. But it would not work. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, you got to bring it back. Amen. Just the way the Bible says. I want to tell you something tonight. There's a lot of people. Amen. They've got all the show. They know exactly what to say. They know exactly what to do. Amen. But you got to have that old time. Amen. Old time living for God and really doing it for the right reason. Amen. We don't come to church to build this church. Amen. And put numbers on the wall. Amen. We come to worship God and make it to heaven. Come on, church. And the Bible says, hallelujah. Amen. You can take that paper and wad it up and say, I'm going to try something new. Amen. I'm going to try it like they did. Amen. There's many people out here today in the day and hour we live in. They're trying to build a fire, but they got the wrong kindling. I want to tell you something. The fire don't get started. I said the fire don't get started unless you got the right kindling. God help us. Amen. Lord help us tonight, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax. Amen. Young people, your heart may be cold tonight, but you can leave this place filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or refilled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I know it's Wednesday night and it's 5 till 9. Amen. But you know, Sunday night that storm came through. Hallelujah. A lot of people couldn't come to church. Amen. And we was here, just a few of us. And man, I mean, you know, I was thinking, let's have testimony service and go home. Amen. That's what I was thinking. Or let's have testimony service and go eat. And then go home. Hallelujah. I didn't want to not be Pentecostal all the way. I mean, we had to at least eat. But anyways, amen, y'all was here. Some of you was here. Amen, I looked up and I know she's working tonight. They ain't here. But Sister McCoy come down right here. Y'all was here, wasn't you? And the Lord baptized her with the Holy Ghost. Amen, Sunday night. Hallelujah. And she stood and testified to the
glory of God, how the Lord filled her with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what it was. Amen. Sometimes those fire takes a little while to get to burning. Amen. But when that pine knot gets caught on, hallelujah. Amen. You're going to have a fire. You believe that? I want to tell you, sometimes, amen, the world looks on and says, you know what? That fire is so small. But you let just the right fuel get put on that fire. Amen. There may not be a dance. There may not be a big hallelujah. Amen. But it won't take long. Amen. And there'll be a warmth of the Holy Ghost. I want God to touch us. I want God to fill us with His Spirit. I want God to touch our children and fill our children with the Holy Ghost. I believe the Lord wants to fill our children with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what's more important than God filling these pews or chairs? Amen. What is more important than filling these chairs? Is God filling the vessels in the chairs? Woo! It's better to have 5 people filled with the Holy Ghost than 500 lost, amen, and living for the devil and coming and sitting like wounded Indians. God help us tonight. I'm talking about that fire. Do you know that fire? Can you remember that fire? In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7 and verse 8. Hallelujah. And then verse number 14, he said, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Verse 7 and 8, he's talking about refusing, you know, sinful things. He said, bodily exercise profiteth little. Amen. But verse 14, he said, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Amen. Hallelujah. You got a gift in you, brother. You got a gift in you, sister. Amen, Timothy. Amen. God put that gift in you. Don't neglect it. Which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Amen. I'm talking about when the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'm out of time tonight. Amen. I made up in my mind I'd quit at 9. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to decide which clock to go by. This clock says it's 9, and that one says it's 2 minutes till 9. So I got to make up my mind which clock I'm going to go by. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to go by that clock that'll give me just 1 more minute. Amen. Then I'm going to quit at 9. Y'all can't even see this one, see? Amen. I'll turn around here. Amen. See what time it is there? Amen. Now don't turn around. I might throw something at you. But it's almost 9. Amen. But I remember when the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was just 11-year-old boy. Amen. And it felt like somebody poured water on the top of my head. Amen. It started running down slow. I'll never forgot it. You can't forget an experience with God easy. I know the devil's trying to make people forget it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Now, y'all might think this is crazy, but when it got to about right here, it's moving real slow. Amen. When it got to right here, I started speaking in tongues. Amen. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost got hold to my tongue. Amen. All I felt was from here down. Amen. And it just kept right on going. Amen. And when it got to right here, amen, I'm telling you, like it poured a double portion in my soul. Amen. It went all the way down over my body, except it didn't just go over it. It went in it also. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. Amen. There ain't nothing like, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost. And we got to keep that fire burning. Hallelujah. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax. He didn't say it would go out real quick. No, it would just slowly. Come on, stand together with me, church. It would just slowly go out. Just wax cold. Amen. But can we do one more thing? Can we lift our hand up toward heaven in here? Amen. Can we just stretch our hand up and say, God, don't let my fire get cold. God, don't let that Holy Ghost fire get cold. Don't let it get cold, God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, help me to endure. Lord, help me to endure unto the end. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we gather in these altars? Come on, young people. Hallelujah. It'll take it to make it. God help me.